This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Almost a decade ago, you may remember that Samuel L. Jackson did that reading of a bedtime poem, Go the F to Sleep.
Dude, my wife just heard that for the first time. Actually, oddly enough, someone from our church recommended for her to check it out because it's just so funny. It transcends bad words.
Yeah.
Because my wife does not like bad words at all. It's very difficult for me to exist in the house because there are times where she's just like, come on, you had to use that word? I'm like, ah, S. And she's like, yeah, to use that word. I'm like, son of a, you know, just it's like a
It is funny
scene.
That you two are together. Talk about opposites attracting, because, I mean, you come from a completely different world.
Oh, dude, if I've talked to some of my friends, I have to go in the other room because I'm afraid that my colorful language is going to come out. And I get it. I'm trying to respect her. She doesn't like those words, so I'm not going to use them around her. So when she listened to the Go to F to Sleep, I'm like, this is not going to go well. And she could not stop laughing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's delivery. It really is.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, it's Sam. And that's what Samuel L. Jackson is known for. You know, he really, really is. So the other night, Jimmy Kimmel did a great bit with Sam where they made a new bedtime poem in response to the coronavirus called Stay the F at Home.
The Rona is spreading. This is no joke. It's no time to work or roam. The way you can fight it is simple, my friends. Just stay the at home. Now, technically, I'm not a doctor, but motherfuckers listen when I read a poem. So here I am, Sam Jackson, imploring you, keep your ass at home. If you want things to get back to normal, don't panic. Just use your dome. Wash your hands, stop touching your face, and stay the at home. It's no time to gamble. Look around. You're not at a casino. Just stay the home as if your name was Trenton Quarantino.
I like that one.
Sure, you can still see your friends. Use the mother app on your phone. But unless you just ran out of groceries, please stay the at home. Thank you for doing your part to flatten the curve. Because that is steep. And now that you're home, please feel free to go the f- to sleep. Be
it. Well, yeah, he's got no audience.
Yeah,
so he's just, yeah, it's a, but that was good.
An audience of him and Jimmy.
Yeah. Quentin Quarantino.
Quentin Quarantino is pretty clever.
That is, that I want that to be my new name. I really do. That's good stuff. Samuel L. Jackson is the man. Again, there's a guy that knows his brand, and he has Tarantino to thank.
If somebody says America needs this.
Yeah.
Jacob from Potsdam.
Yeah, I, a lot of folks forwarded that to me yesterday. So, you know what? Whenever anything comes out, man, I am getting a good stream of this. That's good stuff.
So yeah.
You know, if you've got those friends that will always do it for you, you're going to get a smile on your face during all this because they will find this. They scour this. Got a few dudes that listen that, you know what, that I can count on them. I'm going to go, I know what's going to be hot because these guys will send it to me.
Oh, that's good.
So I figured I go, I bet we're playing this tomorrow.
They're your Rona leaders?
They really are. They're my Rona leaders. They're just the comedy leaders. I mean, any meme, anything that's out there, Vicky would be proud because I pretty much know all the memes now, thanks to some of these dudes. I know all the memes. And as I saw this yesterday, three times it was sent to me. So,
three times.
Yeah, Quentin Quarantino.
But it's good that people know who you are. They know that, you know, BJ needs to stay the F at home. I should send this video to him.
They're absolutely right. We got some sad news yesterday, definitely for me, because this is one of my favorite songs. Adam Schlesinger of the Fountains of Wayne unfortunately passed away yesterday.
This devastated me.
It was due to complications of the coronavirus. So this is, you know, when it hits in your neighborhood, you go, okay, wow. You know, it's either A, it's somebody you know, or B, it's somebody that you are familiar with because of their artistry. Yeah.
Well, because he's 52 years old. And it was just yesterday I saw that he was battling it and that, like, you know, he needed to be on a ventilator and all this. And, like, but they seemed optimistic. But when I first read that, I was like, oh, that sucks. But, you know, you think he's 52. He's going to be okay.
Yeah, he should be okay.
And then yesterday afternoon, I get, like, the alert on Twitter that says that he passed away. And I'm just like, you have got to be kidding me. I mean, I know that, like, they're probably not a huge band for a lot of people. But at one point, like, they were one of my favorite bands.
Well, you know the song. Everybody knows this song.
You know, that's the song that made me stop liking them.
Oh, really? I didn't know anything about them until that song.
I was a big fan. They had a record called Utopia Parkway, which had a song called Denise and Red Dragon Tattoo, I think was another song on there. It was just a power pop. It was similar to that, but I felt like that was, I almost felt like they jumped the shark on that song personally. Like, it was never a song that really connected with me.
Well, it makes sense. It really just is a song about a dude going out, you know, lusting after some chicks. But still, I like the idea that he's like, no, Stacey, I really want your mom. I just thought that was a really goofy, fun idea for a song. And I don't know any other, I don't know any other Fountains of Wayne song. But if you're saying that it's power pop like that, I probably should check out the catalog.
Yes, 100% yes. I mean, I'm not saying, I know people love that song, but there's so many better songs by them. They were like a band that was on the cusp back in the 2000s. Like, you thought, okay, they're the next big rock band. Because, you know, they're kind of like that Third Eye Blind era of power pop rock and roll music. And it just never really, I mean, obviously they had that moment then with Stacey's mom, but I thought it was going to happen a lot sooner for them, and it just didn't. But there's some good stuff out there if you check it out. Like, there's a song called Denise that I think you'll love.
Okay.
It's just cool, like, upbeat rock songs.
I got nothing going on today, Steve. Guess what I'm doing?
You're listening to Fountains of Wayne.
Adam, again, if you don't know, Adam Schlesinger of Fountains of Wayne passed away yesterday, complications of the coronavirus, 52 years old. I didn't realize this. He won a Golden Globe for writing the theme song to the 1996 Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do.
He did a lot of stuff behind the scenes that nobody really realized, but he was writing a lot of music for TV shows and for movies, and he was like a co-writer for a lot of people as well. Like, he was more successful with stuff outside of Fountains of Wayne than stuff with Fountains of Wayne.
I didn't know he was part of this. And that, of course, that movie was a sort of a Beatlesque band, I think, if I remember. And for him to be able to write a Beatles-sounding hit is pretty crazy, because you could hear the Beatles do, like, you could go, the Beatles could have made that a hit song in the 60s.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Good for him, man. So Adam Schlesinger unfortunately passed away. Good for him for having a great career. Not good for him for passing away.
That's like, I know that you didn't mean it that way, but it did not sound right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
May he rest in peace.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that he had a good career, because honestly, did. when I read this yesterday, I thought, well, at least they had that hit. I didn't know that he was involved in so much more. So I feel better about the fact that he actually had a good career and was respected.
Incredible career when it comes to, like, with stuff that we wouldn't even think. And I guess he was working on a musical with Sarah Silverman, of all people.
Oh, I love Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Man, that would have, oh, man.
Well, I don't know how far they got along with it. It might still happen. Yeah. Or they'll have someone else swoop in and help finish it. But he was working on that just recently.
Yeah. Like Samuel Jackson says, man, it's real. And, stay the F at home, that's for sure.
But it's the third highest cause of death right now.
Yeah. I know, man. I guess we can't throw out those stats anymore. Oh, yeah, but the regular flu, I think we can stop that.
I'm sure somebody still hasn't read anything since then.
Yeah, I don't think we need those stats anymore. You can burn those stats there, whoever wants to use them. We got a guy that came up with a very timely excuse for why he was driving over 100 miles per hour. Steve will tell you what his excuse was. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. It's a big day today. Rev, hit it.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, April 2nd.
The average American will have eaten 2,000 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches by the time they graduate high school.
Peanut butter jelly.
So okay, what are you doing National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day?
That's what it is.
It's about enough. It's already stuck in my head. Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Yeah.
Today is the day to spread that peanut butter, to spread that jelly, put it on the bread, and shove it in your mouth.
Man, you know.
It's also National Burrito Day, and you could do the same.
Oh, nice.
Shoving it in your mouth.
Man, I don't know if we have any jelly at home. I got peanut butter.
Okay, I was about to ask you guys. I mean, I think, you know, obviously we always debate about the peanut butter, but I think the jelly is a big part of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's a huge part, actually. 33% of it.
Yeah.
Because it's peanut butter. Jelly bread.
Yes. Right? Okay. Good call. All right. Good
what
call.
Kind of jelly do you like on your peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I think you got to go with, the standards. But I'll name one of them because someone's going to name the other. But I like strawberry.
Strawberry. Okay. Yeah. Danny?
Choke cherry.
Choke cherry?
Yeah. Choke cherry jelly.
Well, I don't know that one.
Oh. Is that a New Mexico thing?
No, it might not be. I'm very basic when it comes to my peanut butter and jelly.
Fair enough. I
have no idea what this choke cherry is.
It's delicious. It's a little bit sour, but it has the sweetness to it. It's great.
Okay. It sounds like something that Vicky used to do on the weekends. But
right?
Vicky, what about you?
I'm with BJ. Strawberry all the way.
Strawberry. All right.
And Rev?
Usually I'll go with the grape preserves or the strawberry preserves.
Oh, fancy.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm a basic bitch, man. I still to this day love myself some Welch's grape jelly.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's old school. It's like strawberry and grape are the flavors.
Like, sometimes my wife will get like some fancier stuff, and I'm just like, where's that Welch's? And she's like, of
really?
All the things.
Yeah.
Like, that is just like the low budget version of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but that's what I grew up on. So,
well, yeah, it's like when you got what the hell is in a Thanksgiving that comes out in a
cranberry.
Thank you. I couldn't think of it.
It's like looks it's like beets, but tastes better.
Yeah, it's like the cranberry log of Jell-O. I mean, you know, that's low budget, but I always want that on Thanksgiving.
It's like when you go to like an IHOP or a Denny's, and I get all pumped when they have those little packets of the grape jelly.
Yeah.
On my toast.
Yeah. On my English muffin.
Let's talk about this guy in Australia. He got pulled over because, he was doing 100 miles per hour.
That's a lot.
In his Lamborghini.
That's why.
Well, and also it was a 55 mile an hour zone. That's not a good idea, no matter how fast and cool you think your car is. So the cops pull him over, like, why were you doing this? He's a 35-year-old guy. He says, I was in a rush to the hospital because I needed to get tested for the coronavirus.
Yeah, sure he was.
So they gave him a fine. His license was suspended. But no word on whether or not he is positive for the coronavirus. No word on whether or not he was actually going to the hospital to get things checked out. I mean, at least say you got to go poop or something.
Well, I mean, you would imagine this time you could probably try to slide the coronavirus in, don't you think? I mean, this is the time where you go, look, I got to make sure, because I got to quarantine. I wanted to get there. I mean, I almost could believe it, except he's driving a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
That's just like, yeah, come on.
Hey, Daniel, you talk about that, like that choker cherry, C-H-U-K-A-R?
No. Choke cherry.
Yeah, it's literally called choke cherry.
Yeah.
Oh, because somebody says it's actually a choker cherry, nicknamed choke cherry down south.
Oh, well, not that I'm aware of. We've always called it choke cherry.
Because we've had that cherry. Remember that?
Oh, I bet it's the same one, Danny, but like it's just probably nicknamed choke cherry.
How to make choke cherry jelly.
I'll show you some choke cherry.
Yeah. Okay.
So it says raspberry jam is where it's at. You're missing out.
Raspberry's not bad. I will also go with raspberry. See, the three berries that I like are straw, ras, and... That grape's not a berry, but grape.
Grapeberry.
Grapeberry.
Oh, man, this is, speaking of New Mexico, where Danny's from, was it La Cruces?
Las Cruces.
La Cruces.
What?
I said Cruces.
Yeah, you did. I know, Las Cruces.
Las Choke Cherry?
Las Choke Cherry, yeah, that's what it is. Well, something happened over there that's just an incredible story. There's this guy, he gets into it with a woman trying to kidnap one of her kids. She has a 9-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old.
That ain't good.
She's waiting for an Uber driver at a bus stop. Some guy shows up, grabs the 2-year-old, and demands the woman to turn over the others as well.
No.
He punches the woman. Others try to intervene, and apparently, like, all this stuff is going on. No one's able to stop this guy until the hero of the day shows up, and that hero is a 16-year-old. He's a wrestling champion. Apparently, he's been winning. He won the state heavyweight division in February. He body slammed the guy, got him into a chokehold until the deputies arrived and saved the day.
That is awesome.
A 16-year-old just shut it down.
Yeah, that's right, brother. He probably was just like,
brother.
This is the best moment of my life. I get to legally do this.
He needs to get signed by the WWE right now.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a great story.
Remember the idiots that were at spring break? They were all over the news being interviewed. Like, yeah, man, I don't care about the coronavirus. I'm young and I'm healthy and I'm here to party. Yeah. I'm not going to miss out on my chance to party.
Yeah.
They just released this information that 28 of the people that were involved in that spring break party and celebration all around that time tested positive for the coronavirus.
Really? That's a shock to me.
Idiots. COVID idiots.
And Florida finally said, oh, maybe we should tell everybody to stay home now. They just announced that yesterday. Thanks, Florida.
That's just, at this point, come on, man.
There are still states, I think there are like 12 states that still have not announced stay at home yet. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Probably for crap like that to happen in their neck of the woods.
But I mean,
until it happens to someone close to you, you think, oh, this is not a big deal.
But you're watching the news. I mean, you see social distancing works. So why not get a jump on it? Like, you know, if we had done it probably a month before we should have, who knows?
Yeah.
These guys have the opportunity, the states that haven't been hit hard yet. And yet, no, nothing.
Don't disagree with you, man. That's crazy. Also crazy, Wimbledon, for the first time, it's been canceled since World War II in 1945. This is the first time since the tournament began in 1877. That it won't be played during peace times. It was supposed to happen June 29th through July 12th.
That's like the Kentucky Derby, because when they had to postpone that, same thing, since like World War II was the last time they had to move that.
British Open as well has been canceled too. So a lot of stuff going on with this.
Hello.
As far as weather, 49 degrees, we're going to have some rain today. Yesterday was decent at least. Nice enough to go out for a walk.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah. Walked around the neighborhood a couple times.
Good for you. It's a tough thing for me because of allergies. And so...
Oh, you're getting the double whammy. Though.
Well, I'm trying not to go out so that I don't get allergic symptoms, because if I come in here, you guys are not going to think, oh, he's sneezing and coughing. He must have the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been taking, you know, it's just so frustrating to be an allergy sufferer right now. But I don't want to be, I don't like to take the medicine all the time. You know, I don't want that in my system. I don't mind sneezing once in a while.
Right.
But now you sneeze, people just go stay home.
Oh, you're on high alert.
Yeah, so...
I was able to go to Costco and just clear out the line because I just coughed. Everyone left. It was
great. That's a great call.
No, kidding.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Although I was there, because I had to get some stuff, and they have like a big sign outside of the Costco that says what they don't have in the store. That way you're not going to have to go around, because they want people in and out.
I love that idea.
System. So it's like the obvious stuff, some certain types of toilet paper gone, certain types of disinfectant wipes and sanitizer and stuff like that. And then Spam was on there.
Spam?
I thought that was weird. I don't know if it's because they haven't been getting the shipment of Spam or if people are buying Spam like crazy because it lasts forever.
That's a really good question. I mean, I know it's big in Hawaii. We have a lot of folks that somehow are stuck here from Hawaii. Why?
I should have taken a picture of it. It was so funny because it was like everything seemed very... logical in the world that we're in right now. Like, I think it's odd that people are going crazy about toilet paper, but I understand why a store wouldn't have it because people are going crazy about toilet paper. But it was like all cleaning supplies that we know are hard to find and Spam.
Well, canned meats in general. I mean, you guys laugh at me for the canned chicken, even though we do canned tuna in life. I don't know why canned chicken's weirder than canned tuna. I can see, I guess, because they can last a bit.
Man, I feel like a king now because I actually got a shipment of Spam from my in-laws who were in Hawaii. So I got a can of garlic Spam, a can of bacon Spam, a can of Spam with cheese.
You Spam hoarder.
And just Spam.
Spam.
I don't even know how to cook it.
I don't like Spam. All you do is put in your Traeger like anything else. Seriously.
You could probably smoke Spam or Traeger Spam.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue it.
I've seen people fry it in a pan.
Yeah. Frying is easy.
Yeah. So why
would you eat it in a can? Screw it.
With that jelly?
Yeah, why not, man? How about take all the Spam, go to the Puyallup Costco, and sell it outside of the Costco?
Spam! I got the fancy Spam.
Oh, you got the fancy Spam.
Well, I told you. It's got garlic inside of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to make it better.
So it's kind of ironic because Spam's considered a poor man's meat. However, it's more expensive than a sirloin steak right now. And nearly $5 for 12 ounces.
So people are gouging the hell out of the Spam now?
The Spam is hard to find everywhere right now. It's stupid weird from Freak Show.
I honestly, that's the one thing that I feel like I'm not a Spam fan. So I that's fine. You guys can have it.
I'm fine with eating something other than Spam.
Yeah.
I'll figure it out.
Sign me up for a sirloin steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're saying it's more than steak, I will take the steak.
Well, it's like my wife has a hard time. It's gotten a little bit better, but for a while, it was impossible for her to find tofu. And I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why that is either, except the only thing I can think of is because there's just not much of it.
What I'm guessing.
Yeah, and so everybody was just like, oh, my God, I got to go get this, and probably hoarded the hell out of it because it's in a small area of every supermarket, usually.
I still can't find ramen anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like the cup.
Like the 25 cents ramen?
Yeah, like the cup of noodles are there, but the actual like packages, they don't have them anywhere.
Are you sure? Did you check the top shelf?
Ha.
Thank you.
I see what you did there.
Thanks,
so it says, I love jalapeno Spam. Pan fried with eggs in the morning from Adam and Everett.
That does sound like a Hawaiian situation.
Someone said, I've rotisseried Spam. It's delicious.
I think if you rotisserie anything, it can be good.
Ooh, teriyaki Spam is amazing. Try it and make masubi, Rev.
Know what masubi is, but I'm going to look it up.
Again, teriyaki sauce on anything is probably pretty good when you think about it.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I'll put teriyaki sauce on my fingers and it's delicious.
Oh, listen, I know. I mean, I almost had your fingers. I was left because I love the teriyaki.
Masubi is basically like Spam sushi.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
Rice, a piece of fried Spam with a little seaweed.
I'm going to try it.
Well, sure. It's got everything you like. If they drown anything in a sauce you love. Hey, you know what? If you put it in like a tempura batter, I'll have Spam. I'll have tempura battered Spam or the Indian pakoras. I'll have Spam inside of those. Sure.
So this is bacon Spam. It's delicious fried up. It tastes exactly like bacon. And if actual bacon becomes scarce, it's an excellent substitute.
That would be scarce.
Scarce.
I hope my stuff don't become scarce.
You guys know my brain is socially distancing itself from my mouth. Cut me some slack.
I'm going to cut you some slark.
Cut me some slark.
Damn it.
I'm going to go home.
You really need to go home.
I want to go home.
You really do.
Yeah. Home is where the heart is.
Don't you like English, though, because you pronounce it the way it should be pronounced.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Scarce that I use that word.
Yeah. Because you know what? It's a farce that scarce is not pronounced scarce.
See how I did that for you?
Yeah. Damn you, texter. Stop using words I can't pronounce properly.
Yeah, it's
you
scarce,
know by
I'll
now.
Tell you.
Yeah, it's the texter's fault.
It's the texter's fault.
Damn, texter's scarce with your English is what you is.
I really want to enjoy some Spam now. Now this is pissing me off that I know I can't get it.
That is the whole thing, isn't it? Isn't that what humanity is all about?
I gotta hoard mine.
Yep. Yeah. Toilet paper.
It's just like toilet paper. You're absolutely right.
And I can't wait for that to be done. The whole toilet paper shortage. Because, you have to get whatever toilet paper is available right now.
You don't get your choice, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, getting that single ply?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's like the kind that we're getting like falls apart upon contact.
Oh, that's not good.
Ooh. No.
No, because then you're at that point you need a bidet.
Yeah. It's,
yeah, you need
Steve
to really.
Steve got them dingleberries.
Oh, God.
Well, we all can imagine what the heck's happening. We just don't need to have it brought out that way. Thanks, buddy.
It's not even that. I don't even have that opportunity. It's like the minute you touch it, it's like everywhere.
Yeah. Not seen. You know what?
It's a cheap ass toilet paper.
Yeah, that would be a great name for it.
Right.
See now we will appreciate those good brands. You know, I guess they weren't lying. I've never tried to compare and save. Or you get the toilet paper that just is like sandpaper. You know, it stays together, but it is not soft.
It's like the kind that you would get like some weird porta potty.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Oh, so it says, just to let you know, Target has some ramen in stock from David in Tacoma. Danny
just drive to Tacoma.
All right, I'm on my way.
And how does David know that it's in stock now?
I think David works at Target.
Oh,
if
thank
it's a
you,
David that I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm just making an assumption. I know a David that works in Tacoma, so now this guy is that.
Makes
that
sense.
Works at a Target.
It's probably him. You're probably right, because he would know.
David, my wrestling buddy.
Okay, thank you, David.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people go, yeah, I saw it there yesterday. Go get it. It's like, yeah, it's probably not there now, right, if you saw it yesterday, but. You know, they're opening their doors early a lot of these places, so old people like me can go in there and get it.
Well, now I understand why there's a spam shortage. Apparently, it's loved by all.
Yeah. Now, the big problem that I've been having, of course, is my hair, because it's growing out, and I don't know what to do.
You and D. Ted Smith, we mega-casted yesterday, so I haven't seen him since he's been gone, because he was, similar to you, had like a cough or something, but he couldn't shake it, and yours was allergies. He wasn't sure what his was, so he's been gone forever, and he's finally back, and we did the mega-cast, and his hair... He's like, yeah, I got to get a cut.
Yeah, I think I'm going to, I don't know.
Cut each other's hair.
Oh, that's exactly what you do while you're socially distanced. Two guys that had a cough should get together and cut their hair.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I don't think I'm going to do that, since you yelled at me for going to what I thought was a healthy guy to cut my hair. Now you want me to go to a guy that's been quarantined for how many weeks?
7 or 8.
Yeah, that's all.
Kidding.
Long hair for men becoming very popular, and people are thinking it could stay that way even once this is over. I've seen both. I've seen also dudes shaving their head as well, just going, you know what, they let their kids just shave it all off because they don't know when next time they're going to go to the barb.
This is my time. I got to get on the dating sites. I love long hair.
What if the guy's bald and he grows his hair out? Then do you like skullets, like the Hulkster?
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
Okay, yeah, good. That's what I'm going to have.
It wouldn't be sexy, but it'd be awesome.
I agree.
I'm probably going to have a skullet.
You're going to do it.
Well, I don't know. Should I?
Yes. You're not going to get a skullet, man. You're going to get a clown fro at best.
Yeah, you're right. I am going to get a clown. Well, I won't get a fro because my hair's really straight.
I mean, I'm in for either. Just... They keep letting it grow.
I'm picturing like the Doc Brown situation.
Yeah, I'm going to be Doc Brown, except, mine is really, see, I have hair like Mo, you know, from the Three Stooges, so it's just going to grow straight and weird.
You should have this, I saw it spreading on the internet right now, because a guy let his daughter cut his hair, and his daughter's like 4 years old, because of all the stuff that's going on, so she had the clippers, and he's got a big mop of hair on his head.
Yeah?
And apparently people said that she did a pretty good job.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's not that bad, actually.
Oh, good for the daughter.
Yeah.
Boy, you know what? Hairstylists are just probably, it's like, I can't believe this. If people stop coming to me after all this, this is going to be such a bummer.
Right.
Oh, yeah, there she is, just chopping away.
I mean, she's got an interesting technique. She just kind of like takes and just shoves it in his head.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
See, you could cut your own hair, though. That's the thing. It's like, if you're going with that short, just get one of those attachments on it and just buzz it.
Yeah, and I can reach every part of my head.
Can you touch the back of your head right now?
I can, yeah, I think so. I can do it all, huh? I guess I could. What should I do? Should I let it grow or should I cut it? You're right, because I have the attachment. I mean,
if you're asking us, of course we want you to look silly, so let it grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you really wanted to, like, if you have the attachments, I mean, I do it and don't even look. You don't need a mirror or anything, because you just keep going until you kind of think you're done. Keep going.
Oh, really, wow. Really simple. It's
really?
Literally mowing the lawn.
Wow.
And I know you can't mow the lawn.
It's like less than 10 minutes of time.
Where do you do it?
In the bathroom.
Yeah. And you let it go down a drain?
No, I just let it fall on the floor and then take a vacuum.
Yeah, I usually just take a trash can or something, put it in the sink, and then just kind of aim it for it.
Everyone's got their own way of doing it.
I think I like Steve's method better.
So I fall to the floor and then vacuum it up.
I like the vacuum on the shower because then it's all in one place and you can vacuum that up. That makes sense.
All right.
I mean, the trash can of the sink, I feel like I could get it everywhere and not know because I, you know.
Oh, yeah, I don't do it in the shower, but you could do it in the shower with a wireless one.
Yeah,
oh,
don't turn on the water.
Oh, you do it out. You do it and just then sweep
right in front
floor.
Of the mirror. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of
vacuum
cool.
The floor. Man, I don't sweep. What's going?
Whatever
on?
The heck you do, you know, whatever you do. All right.
Yeah.
Also, facial hair has been in style again. Vicky, what do you think about facial hair?
I'm for it.
Quarantine beards, long hair. Vicky's now back in the dating scene.
Yeah.
She's getting ready.
Somebody says, Vicky, do you like mullets?
It depends. Do you also have like the handlebar mustache? Oh. So then, yes.
Okay. Mullets with a handlebar mustache.
You literally want Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
Brother.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's Hulk Hogan, yeah, you want. You don't want Terry Bollea, though.
No, you don't want Terry Bollea. Yeah. You want Hulk Hogan because he's more, you know, he's got the stuff. Terry Bollea, unfortunately, does not have the stuff, if I remember correctly from the testimony.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not. Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
It's not 10.
But the Hulksters.
I just... To imagine that has to be testimony. You know what I mean? Like, oh, let me just set things straight here.
I do not have a 10-inch penis. No, I do not.
Now, it doesn't mean that he's not, you know, that he's not bigger than that. He's just saying exactly 10 he doesn't
right.
have.
Right. Well, you know, he's got the 24-inch pythons.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And then a 10-inch garden snake.
Yeah.
Like boa.
A boa, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's.
Terry Bollea's penis is not 10 inches.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry. Steve, yesterday, did get this April Fool's inspired question right.
Name your favorite ice cream flavor you haven't previously named.
Sweaty balls.
Yes.
That actually is
Ben and Jerry's flavor.
Yeah, it's a Ben and Jerry. Yeah, it really is. And which came first, the Saturday Night Live bit before,
yes.
And then Dave was like, "All right, we're going to do this."
Yeah, they did it inspired by the Saturday Night Live skit.
That's pretty awesome. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421 Rock. We're playing Beat Migs at 6:47 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.